yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our good friend Glenn Davis rejoining us here on the show to talk about the men back in the World Cup. Our U.S. team, with a 2-0 loss last night to Costa Rica, qualifies for the World Cup. Glenn, welcome in. How are you?
John, Lance, how are you guys? I can assure you there's nobody with the name Scooby on the U.S. men's national team.
No, Scooby?
Hey, let me tell you something now. It might be better if they did have a Scooby.
Yeah, you could do it. Scooby sounds like,
that sounds like a guy that can run up, that can get up the flanks and cause some problems.
There you go.
I was listening to you last night, Glenn. Great show, as always.
Soccer Matters.
And you were talking about, yeah, Soccer Matters. And you were talking about this team and how excited you are for it. The young, they're maturing. We're seeing them mature right in front of our eyes. Like, what can we expect out of them in Qatar?
Yeah, I think the one thing you go right to with this group of guys is, and first of all, the reason the U.S. national team men's national team qualified for Qatar is because we had Greg Berhalter in studio at ESPN.
That's right. Yes, we did.
Right?
That's right. Yes, we did.
And he got in with you guys. Look, I think, as we've talked before, when the U.S. didn't qualify for the last World Cup in Russia, it accelerated the process with these young guys. It's unprecedented where we are with the U.S. men's national team when it comes to depth, youth, and kids that are playing now at places like Juventus, Dortmund, Chelsea, and on we go in Europe, right? This has never, ever happened. So if you consider these guys are 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and they're going to get a World Cup, and then they're going to have another one in the United States, right? And they're going to be at that time about 24, 25. Things are exciting here. So back to your original question of what could they do in Qatar, this is a group that's a spirited group. It's a short tournament. Let's see what the draw brings us on Friday. But this team is capable of providing some shock, I think, without a doubt, in Qatar, whatever.
Yeah. Was it last night or the night before? Whatever the case may be. I was listening to your show, and it was great. And, well, I want to talk more World Cup, but what about our Dynamo? You're excited about the leadership of the new owner and Onstead and what they're doing there right now with the Dynamo. It's been a while, Glenn, since people have been excited about this Dynamo team, and for good reason. But what's going on here? You sounded like you're a bit more excited about the direction right now.
Well, we have an owner that's interested in the soccer side of it now, right? I mean, look, you guys talk sports every day. You know it up and down. You know the other leagues. You realize how commercial sports is becoming. You could probably look over an NFL or an NBA or a Major League Baseball team and say, wow, this is an overly commercial team as opposed to a baseball team, right? To me, it's you got to get the balance correct. Of course, these guys are in it for money and making money, but you know, we have been a commercial soccer team down here for a long time. And by this owner bringing in Pat Onstad, creating a new technical director's position, you're leaning it back towards the game, the soccer, the nuances of the game, the tactics and those things. This was a commercial soccer team. It's now, I think, leaning in the other direction. There's been investment in players. There's a U23 team here now, so you have a reserve team in town. So there are a lot of things to be excited about. Still a long, long way to go. Still a long, long way to penetrate the international soccer community and the youth community here. But no, I'm definitely optimistic.
Christian Pulisic is going to be the guy that most people are going to be excited about headed into the World Cup, and with good reason. He's been the one that's been building on the, you know, I mean, he's truly in the soccer scene, he is well known. But where is he right now in terms of his development, where we should expect him? If we were looking at a curve, a bell curve about where he is in terms of his ability as a player who can have an impact on the world level in a World Cup, where do you think he is on that bell curve?
Well, listen, this is a kid that scored goals in Champions Leagues. He's won Champions Leagues. He's been an integral part of Chelsea. And like I was mentioning before, the maturity side of this is what's so much fun to watch. I mean, you guys watch athletes. It's so much fun to watch young players bank experience and continue the ascent up. And then, you know, you look at a kid like him, or you look at a kid like Tyler Adams or Yunus Musa. These are young guys, where they can eventually elevate their game to through the bank of experience. We know as older guys now, experience is just something that has to come with time, right? Well, they're getting it accelerated playing in the best leagues in the world. So can he be impactful in the World Cup? Absolutely. As can a number of other players. I mean, Weston McKennie is another one who didn't even play in this round that a lot of eyes are on. Tyler Adams, I love this kid. He speaks like a 32-year-old, you know. So Pulisic, he's making an impact. He's riding the up and down of being on a high-profile club, and without a doubt he could have a fantastic World Cup. And you saw last night, I don't know if you saw after the game, he was interviewed. He wasn't even talking about qualifying for the World Cup. He was actually bitterly disappointed that they didn't win that game last night, and he kept pulling it back to that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have that soundbite right here, and let's listen to Christian Pulisic after the game.
Christian, a bit of a frustrating result today. How did you see it play out?
Yeah, definitely frustrating. I hate to lose. It's a good atmosphere in the stadium. We lost concentration twice on set pieces, and that's how it goes. But obviously, we're still proud that we're going to the World Cup.
Despite that, we have all seen the images of you 4 years ago not qualifying. You are now going to a World Cup. What are those emotions?
I'm extremely proud. I'm extremely proud of this group. It's a bit of a weird feeling right now because I hate to lose so much. But I'm really proud, and I can't wait to go to the World Cup.
So you're right, Glenn. It's hard. It's almost like you're backing in, right? But you still got there, so you can be proud of it.
Yeah, but, you know, I think there's a lot in that soundbite from him, and it just tells you what a competitor he is. And, you know, he was in the moment, and they did want to go out winning that game in Costa Rica. Fortunately, they didn't, but they qualifying is what it's all about. Nobody's going to remember that game.
No. Glenn, how can you have a World Cup if Italy's not there?
You know what? I'm going to boycott it. I'll be on the corner of Elgin today with a sign that says no World Cup in Qatar without Italy. And I might even add the Super Eagles in Nigeria in there as well.
Yeah. Well, how can you not qualify for the World Cup if there are all kinds of lasers in your eye which caused you to miss that penalty kick? Glenn, so for those of you who don't know, Mo Salah's kicking penalty to put Egypt into the World Cup, and there are a bunch of people in the stands shooting
it's
a laser
truly unbelievable.
In his eyes. I mean, and it was, I could look like 15, 20, 30 lasers, whatever it was, Glenn. How do you get away with this?
Well, you get away with it because this is what we all have to understand here in the United States, that, you know, in foreign countries, these things aren't policed. This is what makes it even more incredulous, right? I mean, look, I remember when Lance got kicked out of an NFL game for doing that over at Energy Stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they don't necessarily do that in places like Nigeria, right? So, yeah, that was incredible, though. I never saw that many at one time. You know, that's a FIFA issue. How are they going to do that if half the stadium are coming in with lasers and pointing them at people?
Plus, not only that, along the baseline, there's that advertisement that lights up, and they put a giant white light just as he was about to kick. I mean, everything was – and, oh, by the way, he missed. I heard you saying you think Mo Salah is the best player in the world right now?
I think he's certainly in the argument. Yeah, he's not going to be there. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is not going to be there in the World Cup. Erling Haaland's not going to be there. So it's a lot of people that aren't going to be there, all the great Italian players. But, you know, I think it comes back to, you know, what do you call that with lasers? Is that cheating or is that gamesmanship? I mean, come on. It you know, you do that in a stadium here in the U.S., I'm assuming security is going to find you and you're going to be kicked out of the stadium.
Too late, though, once you did it. Brock Osweiler had it happening to him when the Texans played down in Mexico. And he was like, I think it was just one guy, whatever. You know what? Sorry, but it happened. We'll go get him, but guess what? It just happened, and it just happened to Mo Salah. So,
but, you know, John, just to tag this real quick, this is why people talk about World Cup qualifying being very difficult. So when you go to Central America, and I've called a lot of World Cup qualifiers down there in places like Guatemala and Honduras, El Salvador, and you know, that's why when people in the United States say, how can we lose to El Salvador, or how can we? Well, because these are the kind of things that go on, or the grass is 5 inches tall, or you got 150 people banging drums outside your hotel rooms, or you know, these are some of the differing types of conditions that you won't get here in the United States when it comes to an NFL, an NBA, or an MLB.
No, I went to a game in Rome. And there were fires in the stands, and, you know, they're shooting off flares in the stands, and it's like, what? And the firemen were just looking at it, watching it, and I was like,
bring back the vuvuzelas. That was less dangerous.
Right. Aren't you guys going to do anything? Oh, my gosh.
Are you comfortable with, how do you like, in terms of the size of this team? In years past, you had some big guys in the back end that typically were from were dual citizenship type situations. But from a size standpoint, how does the U.S. compare with some of the other teams in the world from a size standpoint across the field?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, size, athleticism. I mean, they've got some big guys at the back, Miles Robinson, Zimmerman, you know, incredibly athletic. I mean, I think their midfield kids like Tyler Adams, Musa, these guys cover ridiculous grounds if you check the data out. Weston McKennie. You know, size and strength is, I mean, look, remember those great Barcelona teams with Xavi, Iniesta, and Messi? Those guys were all like 5 foot.
Yeah,
six,
they were small. I guess I worry about set pieces a little bit in terms of the ability to defend that.
Well, listen, set piece defending is more than just being tall. Last night it was being mentally alert and, you know, being prepared and engaged and, actually, the one ball that was hit in by Costa Rica hit a great area between some zonal defending. You know, look, I don't know. Big, strong, powerful, yeah, that's good. But so is quick, mobile, you know. And the U.S. has got a very good blend of athleticism. That whole argument of, oh, we don't get the best athletes, that thing's long dead and gone.
Does this team move on to the 16?
Yeah, that's a question. I'll tell you what, let's look at the draw on Friday and see what happens, because a lot of it comes down to the draw and who you're playing against and stylistically the type of soccer, you know. Are you familiar with them? Have you played against them? I think Friday is going to be fascinating because, you know, when they start creating the groups and all, then you can begin to debate and talk and it gets even more exciting.
That will be. Glenn, as always, man, we appreciate it. Always great talking to you, and continued success on Soccer Matters. It's very great show, everybody. I learn everything I learn about soccer, I learn from Glenn Davis. Everything.
Stop it.
No, it's true. It's great, great, great conversation.
Wow, you want
all
that
the time.
On your? Do you want that on your conscience?
Yeah, because I don't know much, Glenn.
I mean, Glenn, there's a very backhanded compliment there just now.
Did you get a compliment from John Granato? You know, and Lance Erlein, the godfathers of Houston sports radio, it's a good thing. I'll take it.
Glenn Davis, Tuesday nights right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glenn, as always, we appreciate it, man.
Guys, thanks so much for having me on and talking soccer.
Soccer Matters right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
D-Bench!
Tell them again!
D-Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait! Are you concerned about the indoor air quality for your home? You should be. Get a mold inspection to make sure the air quality in your home is the best and safe for your family. Demo contractors, general contractors, commercial property managers, do you need an asbestos survey? Do you need a remodel or demo permit? Platinum Environmental Solutions is who you need to get in touch with right now. They're locally owned and a next business day turnaround thanks to a local accredited lab that they use. Text or call right now, 713-446-9737.
For those of you unfamiliar with ranch water, it's a famous cocktail born from the ranches of West Texas. But don't let the name fool you. You don't have to be on a ranch to enjoy it. Made from 100% blue agave, refreshing seltzer, and lime juice, it's like a margarita, only smoother. It's the perfect anytime, anywhere beverage. Move over, shower beer. Carbach Ranch Water Hard Seltzer. Born on the ranch. Enjoyed just about everywhere.
Braun Boutique Office is a concept by our landlord and friends at Braun Enterprises and provides design-forward, affordable, and intimate office experience within walking distance to some of the city's top restaurants, bars, and retail. With ease of access and core locations, the 15 local boutique office projects were able to accommodate businesses from single offices to entire floors. Lease your new office today. Call 713-541-0066 or visit BraunEnterprises.com. That's B-R-A-U-N Enterprises.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, get ready to pay up. The IRS has an army of tax collectors to track you down. They are relentless. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima works to stop the aggressive collection actions and fights to get you the best deal possible. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Rhythm Energy. Message and data rates may apply. Text stop to cancel. Terms apply. Available at Rhythm.com/terms. Copyright Rhythm 2022 PUCT number 10279.
Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Ever notice the more someone mentions something, the harder it becomes to ignore? Well, when's the last time you thought about your electricity company? Your rate, for example. Have you checked it lately? Are you paying more than you should? Did you actually renew your contract, or did they just put you on a variable rate plan so they can charge you more? Now that you're thinking about your electricity company and what you're paying, you should think about Rhythm Energy. We offer fixed rate plans, we never hide fees, and we always give new and renewing customers access to the same great rates. Our customers could save thousands over the long term on their energy plans. And right now, get $50 in electricity bill credits with Rhythm Energy when you text SAVE to 64,000. Get $50 in electricity bill credits when you text SAVE to 64,000. That's SAVE to 64,000.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Saying goodbye to, and well, not saying goodbye to him because he'll still be around, but John McClain retiring today from the Houston Chronicle had a farewell address to all of the readers. I texted him and told him that he's the best. He is on the Mount Rushmore of Houston. I don't care if it's news, weather, sports, whatever. John McClain is on the Mount Rushmore of the greats in the media here in the city of Houston.
47 years of covering football. And I said this on Twitter. I'll never forget. It was in the 90s sometime at the Summit. And I wasn't even in the business. I think I was doing my pigskin sports stuff. And, you know, I couldn't wait to, like, I went to your TV stuff. That's how I got to know John. Is I went to his TV stuff when he was Channel 51. I saw John McClain. Man, I went up and, hey, John McClain, Lance Zierlein, I just wanted to say hi. I'm not in the business. I think, like I said, at that time, I think I'd started my handicapping company, Pigskin Sports. But I was not in the business, per se, of radio. And he spent time talking to me. He was telling me, we're at an Arrows match. He's telling me that this isn't really good hockey. This is the ice is choppy. The good ice, it's more frozen. It stays colder, so it's easier underneath to keep the ice smoother. You get faster pucks. You get more smooth play with the pucks. Like, He knew all about hockey. He was a, but we talked for a little bit. He spent time talking, and John was always really good to me as I was coming up, and just 47 years of doing anything is really, really hard. And for John McClain to navigate the egos that he has over the years from coaches and front office and other people in the media.
Just at the Chronicle, too.
In the Chronicle,
you should navigate all the bosses he had.
One, and the ups and downs of it went from two newspaper city to one newspaper, and then, you know, of course, the onslaught of digital, which has hurt newspapers so badly, to survive as long as he has in this business. And at the level he has and the respect that he has, he's legitimately helped get guys in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Legitimately had the kind of juice to get guys into consideration, and he would go fight for votes. Like, this is almost like you got a bill on the Senate floor, and you need to kind of get your caucus together and get your, you know, a majority whip who's trying to get the votes together. He would do that for players.
Absolutely. I don't know that – I'm not going to name any names, but there were Oilers there that were borderline that he got in.
Yep.
And it was because of how hard he worked at it and wanted to get his guys there. So,
well, and he would like – he, you know, his passion has always been he wanted to be a screenwriter. He got really into the movies and stuff like that. And so, you know, this guy's been in a few movies, and that's been one of his passions, that's been something that he's promoted when we had him. You know, we used to have him on the air all the time at 610. He's still there, but John and I were the first ones. I think we're the first ones to bring him in.
To have him on our show?
I don't think he was doing the afternoon shows. Well, he had probably been on KTRH or something way back
in the day. Well, no, he was on KTRH back in the day.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
But he...
At 610, he was on our show.
He was on our show first.
Monday and Friday or just Mondays? I think just Mondays.
Twice a week.
It was twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week we had him on during the football season. But, yeah, he was great. Always great to work with him. He's the nicest guy. I saw him over at the Ambassador. He loves to go eat Chinese over at the Ambassador on Richmond there. He goes there a bunch, and they know. He walks in, and they just put his dish down because they know what he's going to get every time. That's how he's been there, going there for 20 years. But he is he's spectacular. John McClain is the best ever. Deserve a nice rest and a retirement, and the city of Houston definitely won't miss his writing and his insight. So he's a great guy. John McClain is really, truly a great, great guy. And the careers that he has touched, not forget Hall of Fame, but in the media, the number of people that he has gotten jobs, it really is fantastic what he has done for young people. And, you know, when I was hiring people here for 1560, he pushed hard for David Nuno. He said, go get this guy, Nuno.
Did he really?
He's up in,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's up in Waco. He's doing TV, but he wants to come back here. Get him. I'm telling you, you'll love him. And we hired him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know McClain had a had a connection there.
He mentioned me. Oh, Todd said, I didn't read the article, but Todd said he mentioned me at the end of his article.
Good. You owe him money?
No, he said it's all my entire career was thanks to John Granato or something like that.
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't see it,
but that's what I'm imagining, he said. I'm going to go look at. I don't have a Chronicle. I can't see it.
And doing a John McClain invitation, by the way, is a form of flattery.
Yeah.
It's an homage. Definitely not a. No one's making
I don't have a. Do you have a subscription to the Chronicle?
His article, I'm reading it right now, his article, I've worked for sports editors, Dick Peebles, Tony Peterson, Mark McFarland.
Wait, I thought you were saying
Dan
something ugly.
Cunningham, Fred Fowler Jr., Carlton Thompson. He goes on and on here. And, he just mentions a lot of people. He mentions a lot of people.
Let me see, where did he mention me?
Here. Let me see. Lovie Smith got a mention before you.
Before me? Yeah,
Mike,
but it's always Munchak, at the end that you
Warren
want.
Moon, Elvin Bethea, Charlie Crixel, Jay Lee, Greg Rajan, Scott Kingsley, guys in the office he'll miss. Mark Vandermeer got a mention here. Oh, I never had more fun with anyone than I did with John Granato when he was still 6'10". What a character.
That.
What the fuck? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Am I on the pay no mind list? Excuse me. Working with John was the time. Forget everything I said about the arrows and the meeting John McClain.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable is what he says. He says, oh, and I've never had more fun than with anyone than I did with John Granato when he was at 6'10". What a character. I think it was only John, probably. No one else. Before I moved from
Were you on the show then?
What are you talking about?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With your first day on the air, I was there. Before I moved to KTRH to 610, I had some great times on the radio with Jerry Trupiano, John O'Reilly, Rich Lord, and Charlie Polillo. I was intentionally left out of this article. Oh, son of a bitch.
Is your attitude about John McClain changed now?
I'm gonna, what a character. I'm gonna come out with a new tweet.
Lance, were you even on that show then? I forget.
John McClain's gone. Eh. Nah, I still love McClain. I mean, to be fair, you were the one who said crazy stuff.
I sat
in the second chair.
A little bit.
I mean, a little bit like, boy, that John Granato, what a hoot.
What about, I've been asked, are all impressions flattery? What about my Matt Jackson? Is that a form of flattery?
I don't feel like it is. I feel like when I do imitations, they're a form of flattery. When you do it, you're taking
shots.
What
about Dell's dad? Is that a form of flattery?
Yes.
It is?
100%.
What about?
Because it's accurate. Well, I've never heard him, but I feel like it's accurate.
What about Adam Wexler?
Is that? I don't do an Adam Wexler imitation.
You don't? Hey,
Adam Wexler's more about what he's going to say. Like, Charlie is a form of flattery. Because I feel like I try to be accurate with imitations.
I'm with my good buddy Adam Clanton today here on the show.
Everyone's uncomfortable when you do imitations. We all get very uncomfortable because we feel like it doesn't come from a place of love.
It is a place of love.
Mine comes from a place of love.
I do.
I know, but it doesn't feel like your imitations come from a place of love because you do. Like David DeLotti. Now we're going to inside baseball.
David DeLotti here. I forgot.
Imitations from you feel like you're not trying to copy them. You're trying to clown them. That's what it feels like to America.
Charlie Polillo? That's a form of flattery.
I don't know what it is.
Well, if you don't, if you're unscrupulous because you are uninformed and ignorant, that's not my fault. Now, is it?
That's pretty good.
All of mine are a place of love. All my impressions are. And especially my McClain. Love that guy.
For a while, I think John kind of had some beef with us when we started 1560. Because it was a competition.
I
remember something where he was not a big fan. I think he told Mitchell Chance McClain that one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we took shots at 610 a lot.
And
that's where he worked.
Yeah, maybe
that was one of the places he worked.
I could see
we
that.
Weren't very nice to 610.
No.
Nor should we have
they
been.
They deserved it.
Nor should we have been.
Well, the
they tried to speak on our business. Don't speak on our business.
Well, I wasn't a fan of management there.
I wasn't a fan of the way the whole thing was run.
No, I wasn't a fan of management, and that's the reason. Well, we called it a corporate pile of dung. Because it was a corporate pile of dung at that time. Now, I don't know the people there. I don't since all those the management that was there that left
pretty
when
much
we
nobody's
were
there anymore.
Pretty much nobody's there. So I don't know them. We don't take any shots at them anymore because those people aren't there anymore. But we never took shots at McClain or any of those people. When we come back, we're going to take a shot at Brian Cashman on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. And because Brian Cashman took shots at us. So we will do that on the other side. But right now we're talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, there's only one way to sell your car. And that's through John Clay Wolf. He is the best. Look, if you're looking for more money for your vehicle, that's what John Clay Wolf do. He does it every single time. He gives you more money. And he says, if I can't beat CarMax's offer, then guess what? I'm going to send you $100. And you know what he never does? Sends you $100. Because he is going to beat them every single time. Get a bona fide offer when you're walking into that dealership or with your buddies. And I want to buy your car. Okay. How much is it worth? Well, I'll give you this. Well, no. Look at what John Clay Wolf will give me. He'll give me this. So that's what the car is worth. So give me my money, pal. If you're looking for the best way to tell you, call your friend a pal, all you got to do is go to GimmeTheVin.com. Sell him your car at GimmeTheVin.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is Dan. Dan uses Navy Federal Credit Union to save and invest. Luckily for him, Navy Federal takes the legwork out of managing his money, which gives Dan time to work on other things, like his new auctioneering hobby. If you want to be like Dan, learn about our savings and investment options at NavyFederal.org/save and invest. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Bidder number 63.
Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment options are available through Navy Federal Investment Services and are not insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ray Maliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
After months of playing, college basketball has determined the top four teams and the final two rounds will crown this year's champion. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. From all the latest odds, contests, and player props, you name it. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline.net is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline.net, where the game starts.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. Let me tell you about my friends at New Breaks. It's a great concept. It's like going grocery shopping, but instead of blowing an hour, all you do is make the appointment. They come to you. They do what they do. You do whatever you're doing, lifting weights, you're drinking a beer, you're watching a game, or you're at work, and they take care of everything, and you don't have to lift a finger. All they do is breaks, and they do it better than anybody else. And all you do is go to nubreaks.com and mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and see what I found out when they came to my job and did what they did. New Breaks is the new way to do your breaks today.
Way More Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston, just received a shipment of the entire line of AAC suppressors. They've got the Halcyon 22, the Tyrant 9 and 45, the all-new Jaeger 30, and they even have the 51T muzzle brakes that you've been waiting for. But you better hurry because they're flying off the shelves. Don't forget, Way More Silencers has one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the all-new NFAE forms for you. They're located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Again, that's 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or waymoresilencers.com. Way More Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent. Remember, suppressors from Way More make your weapons way more quiet.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you, being joined right now by Mike Pereira, former NFL official, VP of officiating in the NFL, and he is the standard bearer for rules analysts on our national games. You've seen him. You know Mike Pereira with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mike, thanks for getting up and doing this with us. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Good to be with you guys.
Man, it is great. So tell us about the overtime rule, Mike. And a couple of things. Booger McFarland says it really affects, it really denigrates the defense for whatever reason. I don't understand why he said that. I don't get that. And other people said, hey, watch, teams are going to start to go for two now if they score first. Can you talk about both of those things, and do you see that happening with this rule change in overtime?
Well, I disagree with Booger in both cases. You can look at how the rules are slanted in the NFL, and it all denigrates the defense. I mean, it's an offensive league. I mean, with the emphasis on illegal contact and defensive holding, look, the defense doesn't get any breaks. I understand it. But, you know, rules are sometimes put in some ways, if you think of it in common sense, and you look at the fans and you look at what overtime played itself out to last year, not only just in the Bills Chiefs game, but throughout the course of the season and overtime. I mean, the number of games that were won in the first possession, it just was not what the league was looking for. And it left a bad taste in the public's mouth. And I think even in the players' mouth that, you know, it could be a one and done on a drive, one drive, and then have it in like that. So I thought it was great. I think the rule change was what was needed to be made. And incredibly, by the way, the only rule change, I've never been, as long as I've been involved with the league, I've never been through a year where there was only one rule change. But, you know, to me, it's common sense. It's one of those which just about everybody except Booger McFarland agrees with. And I don't know that teams are going to go for two, maybe in the second possession they might, but I think the first possession, you know, you're not going to score a touchdown and then, you know, leave yourself exposed to where, you know, a single extra point will, you know, beat you in the second possession. But we'll see. I mean, strategy always plays out in these situations. That, you know, there's less strategy to me in terms of having to have the ball first so you know what you have to beat. You know, this will all kind of play itself out. But I think personally it was a good change.
I'm kind of curious what your thought was when it happened and when it was kind of reversed. And I'm talking about the New Orleans Saints with the interference penalty that immediately caused a change in the rules. And then the league realized this isn't really working and a change back. Legislating or officiating the interference through instant replay, are we ever going to see that come back again?
I don't think so, because it was a disaster. I mean, that is the first rule I've seen put in that failed in the first quarter of the first preseason game. The problem with that rule was they set up different standards of pass interference in what they wanted called on the field and what they wanted replay, what standard they wanted replay to use. They were two completely different standards. So it was a mess. I'm obviously involved with the new USFL this year, and we're gonna go to the max 15-yard penalty unless there is an obvious flagrant tackle and takedown beyond 15 yards, and then we'll make it a spot foul. But, you know, to me, the difference is when you get into areas of judgment like this, judgment and trying to use replay and judgment, it's already gone down that slope a bit with what is a catch and what is not a catch. I think it's pretty dangerous. And so, look at the league obviously was pretty pleased, I mean, by not changing the rules, and they didn't even change the points of emphasis. So we got this, in my mind, lousy emphasis on taunting that will be back again this year. I don't see them making any changes on pass interference like I wish they would. I just think that defensive pass interference, the penalty is too punitive. It could be 40 yards. And how about this? Could be an incorrect call, could be a mistake, one that shouldn't have been called. So I like the college rule better, but I don't see the NFL going in that direction.
Mike Pereira with us here. Just when you think of officials, he's the guy, former VP of officiating for the NFL and now rules analyst on the network. Mike, you mentioned the taunting, and that's a judgment call as well in some instances. We saw the Chicago game where it looked like, holy cow, how can you call that? And then we saw Tyreek Hill running into the end zone with pointing while he was doing it, and it wasn't called. That's a judgment call as well. Did you like how taunting went last year, and how do you see it going this year?
No, I didn't like it. And I think the Chicago call was the poster child. Putting yourself in a taunting body posture, that's nothing that's ever been in the rule before. And taunting, I agree. I really do agree that there should have been an emphasis on it because it had gotten out of hand. But what had gotten out of hand was the in-your-face stuff. I mean, face-to-face and prolonged and standing over a player, an opponent, prolonged. They had gotten too loose on that. And when this emphasis came out, I was kind of one that said, yep, I think it was good because games were starting to get out of hand. But it went too far. I mean, when you can't even look at a player, at an opponent, to me, that's it just took it to the level that, you know, to me, you look at it and say, well, wait, what is that? I mean, it's just not the NFL. It's not what the NFL, you know, has been and what it really should be. When you tighten it up, you know, tighter than any other level of football, to me, you're taking a bit of the fun out of the game. But, you know, listen, the officials were doing what they were told. So we can't really blame the officials here. This is what they were told to do. And the clubs were given due notice before the season that these were going to be called. And yet the inconsistency of officiating, which you will always get because it is judgment, when you look at some of the taunting calls were made and then Hill's, you know, point, you know, on the touchdown, then, you know, clearly in the league came out and said that should have been called. Well, should the wouldas, you know, are difficult for teams when some do get called and some don't get called. But, you know, to me, it just is, an overemphasis that, you know, that just went too far.
Mike Pereira is our guest. Mike, I'm curious about your perspective on this. The one area that with gambling being as prolific as it is around the country, in certain states, yes, certain states, no, but the NFL is officially on board with gambling, although I work for NFL Network, NFL Media, and so we're always told, you know, don't do this, these are our rules. But from a standpoint of officiating, what does the league do, or do you think the league does enough to make sure that all the officials they're going to have, especially after the Tim Donaghy stuff we saw in the NBA, to make sure that their officials are on the level as gambling becomes a more standard and mainstream part of the football experience?
Yeah, I think that they do. And I think Tim Donaghy might have been responsible for the fact that the NFL does do enough, because when the Donaghy situation came about, I remember Roger Goodell coming down to my office and saying, okay, look, it. The good news is it was Tim Donaghy in the NFL, I mean the NBA, so it wasn't us, but let's pretend like it was. I mean, let's just say, okay, it was one of our guys. What would we do to make sure that this doesn't happen again, to as much as we can make sure that it can't happen to us? And so we tightened up a lot of things. For example, we were given the entire schedule. The officials would get their 16-game regular season schedule. They would get it all in advance, so everybody knew where they were. The officials knew where they were 3 months in advance. And we said, you know, if the officials know, obviously the word's going to be out there. Should we tighten that up and not give them their schedules in advance? And yes, that was an idea that needed to be brought into fruition. So we gave them schedules only 3 weeks in advance. We give them 1 week at a time, 3 weeks in advance, so they can make their travel arrangements. We were doing specific and heavy background checks every third year on the officials. We did a little bit more, a lighter test every year, some follow-up stuff, but we said, we can't do this. We've got to do this every single year. So we went to that. And look, you know, you obviously can never say never, but the guys that you're dealing with in the NFL are different than the NBA in the fact that most all of them are very, very successful in their own business, very successful. And so one of the things when you go through the evaluation process of bringing an official in, you went and looked at where they were, how they were financially in their own right without the NFL. So when you bring in those type of successful officials, you're going to be less inclined to have a situation like that might have come up with Donaghy. But I felt after we tightened it up that we were in pretty good shape. And of course, the collective bargaining agreement has all kinds of stipulations in it that, you know, even though a team is in Las Vegas, when the officials go, they cannot go into a sports book. They cannot go into a casino. They have to report just about everything they do when they go to Las Vegas to work the game. So, obviously you can never say never. You can't say that, but to me, I think we're pretty secure and that we wouldn't have a situation like that.
Mike Pereira, before we let you go, Mike, you mentioned the USFL, you mentioned the penalty, the interference penalty. Anything else you're excited about seeing the USFL debuting or at least working on to see if the NFL wants to adapt it?
You know, when the rules committee was a committee of one, basically, and that was me. So some of the things I wanted to see in the NFL but couldn't get through the NFL's competition committee, we got in the new USFL. Kickoff returns are back. We're going to kick off from the 25-yard line, but we're going to actually hold the teams to get a little bit closer together at the 25 and 35, which would make it a little bit safer. But we will have 95% of our kickoffs returned. We're going to have a shootout in overtime. And, you know, the Houston Gamblers, when the people watch the game, you know, we get into overtime. It's a three-series shootout. Each team gets three plays from the two-yard line. They're worth 2 points each, 2 points each, and kind of emulates the soccer type of shootout, which I think will be fun. And then the replay center will be a bit different, too. It's going to be in Los Angeles working the games. And, you know, those hits on defenseless players and the roughing the quarterback calls that are big hits, but, you know, you see them after in slow motion and say, oh, my God, that's an incorrect call. He didn't hit him in the head. They didn't hit him in the neck. It's not a foul. And of course, in the NFL, can't do anything about it, but the replay center in L.A. can take off any personal foul calls that are made that are incorrect in the spirit of fairness because they're big chunk, 15-yard penalties. And so replay is going to be much more involved in the USFL, and I think it's really going to be cool. I think it's going to be fun football. It's going to be good football, and it's going to be produced like an NFL championship game on Fox and NBC. So I do think with people in Houston, you know, turning on to watch the game, they're going to really say, wow, this is really incredible football. Young players trying to take that next step and produced by major television networks. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That is great stuff. Mike Pereira, man, we really appreciate you spending time getting up this morning and doing this with us. Thanks so much. Great stuff. And we really appreciate it once again.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. There's Mike Pereira right here, Fox rules analyst. Taking a break. We're behind. We got a quick segment. We'll get to that Brian Cashman thing on the other side right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
And now it's Geico's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Avoid biking in the rain and never touch another person's bike.
Hey, guys, look at these bikes. So shiny. Whoops. I'm gonna leave a note. Oh, gosh, there's more.
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, Geico could save you 15% or more.
Hey, it's Deion Sanders. They call me Coach Prime now. You already know Walmart is your one-stop shop for all those game day essentials. Now, Walmart and Gillette Labs are teaming up to take your game day to the next level. You got to swing by the shave aisle to snag the new Gillette Labs razor and get that W, man.
The new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar for a shave as quick and easy as washing your face.
Houston, we've got a problem.
Go for ground control.
We're going to need some help up here. The crazy cosmonaut keeps spilling his vodka all over the table.
Me?
And the samurai taiko knots hibachi blades have cut a hole in the upholstery.
Roger that. We know who to call.
World's fastest growing furniture repair and restoration service company is AHM Furniture Service. From damaged or torn seating to scratched or watermarked tabletops, commercial or residential. Learn more at ahmfurniture.com.
Do you love vodka or gin? Then I have something new and exceptional to tell you about. Gentle Bend Spirits, made right here in Texas. Hi, it's Jeremy Branham. Gentle Bend uses Percedo state-of-the-art craft technology to purify and enhance the taste of their vodka and gin. You'll taste the difference just like I did. Try Gentle Bend Vodka or Gin in your next cocktail. Look for Gentle Bend Vodka or Gin at Total Wine, Specs, and many other local retailers in the area. Learn more at gentlebend.com.
Houston, we have a new festival. We Are One Music and Arts Festival, May 14th and 15th at Eleanor Tinsley Park. This two-day event brings our community together through diverse musical genres, local artists, food trucks, and more. Tickets on sale at waomusicfest.com.
How do you choose a banking partner? You choose the bank with truth in their name. Veritex Community Bank provides more than a checking account. We provide business solutions and a true partnership. Choose Veritex Community Bank. Visit veritexbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, stop looking all over the place for high quality windows and siding at an affordable price. I found it for you at Allstate Windows and Siding. They're family run for generations. They're a name you can trust, and they can take care of you with home or virtual appointments. Right now they have 25% off windows, or buy 10 windows, get 2 windows free. They also have $2,000 off of complete siding jobs available for you right now. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Call 832-204-1936.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. I'm John Granato, who was mentioned by John McClain in his article. That's Lance Zierlein, who was not. That's R.J. Saunders. He was not
mentioned. He worked with you at 610.
He was not. Yes.
I was in the room.
Yeah, but you're
not
out of character.
I was in the room where it happened,
you were.
As Aaron Burr would say.
Yep.
I was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. I was actually in the room where it happened.
I missed it.
I was not on the outside.
Somebody said they saw that. It was pretty good, too.
What's that?
The
Hamilton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Somebody
yeah,
said.
I've seen it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I saw the original cast. That was a ticket that was... It's like going to a national championship game.
Oh, really?
And it got worse. It got way higher. The last, you know what they were going for? You guess what a ticket was going for the last
2,500.
Days of, yeah, over 3,000.
Really?
For a ticket. The last days of a Hamilton with original cast. Yeah. Well, with original cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Jonathan Groff's last day, but who was also Mindhunter. Jonathan Groff, the King George, you say that one.
He's in Mindhunter?
He was the guy. He was the protagonist.
The kind of a weird dude.
No,
the white guy?
Yeah.
He's still a little weird.
Well, all of them were white in the show pretty much.
Oh, that's true. The older guy.
No, the younger guy.
Yeah, the younger guy.
The older guy was the bad guy and like a guy who was in a cage in the movie. And I know you saw this movie in Shot Caller.
Yeah.
He was the guy who they had a fight to the death in Shot Caller.
It's a great movie.
Good movie.
Jamie.
Another prison movie I highly recommend.
It's Jamie from
The Kingslayer.
Yeah.
And by the way, he gets jacked in that movie.
Yeah.
And I dug around on that. CGI.
Oh, yeah.
Not the real Kingslayer.
Yeah.
I thought he got all jacked. And then he was more the skinny one that came in. That was real. The jacked version that was in prison lifting, that was apparently CGI.
Yeah.
It was not real.
All right. Okay. A couple of things here. First of all, Damaris Barbecue. I was thinking about it this morning, the baked potato. If you want to get fajita beef on it, or you want to get brisket on it, or you want to get turkey on it, or you want to get chicken on it, unbelievable. I was just thinking about it this morning. I just wanted to relay that to you.
God, can he bring something?
I know, right? He doesn't do anything.
I was saying something at your crawfish. I'm like, hey.
So Brian Cashman asked about not going to the World Series since 2009.
I can't believe he opened his mouth up like this.
He referenced the 2017 edition of the Yankees, resurgent after a brief rebuild, losing a 7-game series against the Houston Astros, an eventual champion later discovered to be using an illegal sign-stealing operation. Here's what Cashman said. The only thing that stopped us was something that was so illegal and horrific, Cashman told The Athletic at George M. Steinbrenner Field. So I get offended when I start hearing we haven't been to the World Series since 09, because I'm like, well, I think we actually did it the right way. Pulled it down, brought it back up, drafted well, traded well, developed well, signed well. The only thing that derailed us was a cheating circumstance that threw us off.
Oh, keep reading.
Oh, my.
Keep reading. No, it gets worse than that.
It does bother me when people say we haven't been to the World Series since 09. We did it all right by building to a certain level that could have gotten us to a World Series if not for something else. But, hey, we're back at it every year. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the quote that I hated. The only thing that stopped us was something that was so illegal and horrific.
Yes.
Horrific.
Horrific.
Brian, when that letter comes out, do not make sure you keep that same energy for your team's cheating when that comes
out. Okay,
because immediately he's going to say, taking stuff and decoding, that's perfectly legal to take a video room, go in there and decode signs. That's how the Astros got started. Yeah. The Astros got started with Code Breaker, which is considered, it's considered gamesmanship, but you're not supposed to use video means to do that. But that's how the Astros got started, is they would tape it, and they take video, and then they go decode it. They decode it over time, and then the next time they saw it in games, they would try to utilize their code,
which is not legal. No, so
it's not legal.
Legal
to use video from the replay room. That's not legal to use video from the replay
room. Time.
And that's what the Yankees supposedly did, was replay room. And then people are going to come out. I'm just giving you the advance warning. They're going to come out and say, it's not the same to use in the replay room. That's illegal. Mm-hmm. That's cheap. That's illegal to use video. Well, we didn't hit a trash can to send the signals. Stop trying to make excuses. Do you know our society now has there is no such thing as anyone taking accountability for anything.
Nothing.
And nobody holds anyone accountable.
And
well, some, but not mostly.
I'm just
not self-accountability.
Open the letter. Open the letter. Send the runner. And open the letter. When we come back, Ben Volen is going to join us here to talk about a lot of stuff, NFL. He is a senior writer for the Boston Globe, and he's on WEEI. So we got all kinds of stuff to talk to him about. But right now I'm talking about Chastain Ford, and I'm talking about you ordering your vehicle and not paying MSRP, okay? You order your vehicle from Chastain Ford. I'm telling you, you are going to get the best deal that you're going to find in the city of Houston, period, exclamation point. Somebody told me the other day, they said, isn't Chastain, aren't they like the commercial dealership here? And I'm like, yeah. And guess what? They're going to be the number one retail dealer here as well because of the way they do things. Why do you think all these commercial businesses do business with Chastain Ford? It's because that's all about the bottom line. I want to get the best deal I possibly can. I want to get the best service I possibly can. I want to get working with the best people that I possibly can. That's what business does. Why wouldn't you do that as well? Why wouldn't you do that? And you do that every single time. They are not going to have, there's not going to be any add-ons ever. They're not going to mark it up. Okay. They're going to give you 0% financing. They're going to give you all of the rebates that they possibly can. They're going to give you no payments for 90 days, nothing down. They're doing all of this. Nobody else is doing this. You're going to find the best deal you possibly can on your Ford car or truck. Or if you want a pre-owned vehicle, they got those on the lot as well, certified. So if you're looking for that car or truck right now, Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you.